Gateway Buick GMC has the all-new, much-anticipated 2016 Buick Cascada convertible just in time for spring. The exclusive luxury of this vehicle has them flying off the showroom floor. Join our spring sales event. Snag your new convertible for as low as $35,000 or lease one for only $380 per month for 39 months. Buick Cascada is online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. GMC, we are professional.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. On your Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, Brett Hedekin, Rick Hummel, Kelly Chase, all coming your way as the Blues win Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals 2-1 over the San Jose Sharks, Doug.
Well, that was a good game. Old guy's still looking at me. Old Bergie tried to use his popo in front of JoJo, and the Shark said, uh-oh. Zebra said, no go, so we're back to 0-0. Then Shaddy let fly a slapper that was high, wide, and handsome, and Backer got a twig tapper for the twine dingler. Letzy found a loose nugget in the neutral. Jonesy couldn't handle his slapper with his crab-handed trapper. Thornsy proved to Backer there's nothing fake about his beard, and the Blues in turn proved they're a team that should be feared. We win the opener at home by a score of 2-1. Three more Blue W's, and the series will be done.
Think about it.
It's been a lot of fun.
Could have used that. Could have used that. Yeah. Other than that, I'm not going to be much good to you.
Sharks are a different operation than the Stars, it might seem. Watching that game on my phone, but it just I saw what looked to be San Jose playing a lot of defense.
Well, Hitch said they're a heavy team.
Perhaps more so than the Stars.
Yeah.
That second period, I mean,
Blues are badly outplayed in that second period.
And that was a game that San Jose probably outplayed in the entirety of it.
You know what happened?
The Blues.
Our Stacker stole one.
He's stolen quite a few, hadn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Boy, he's just been unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And people were thinking in that game 7 that he wasn't going to start. Shame. For shame.
Well, I didn't think that.
You were the one
that... I didn't think that at all.
You were the one tweeting about
nice
it.
Nice to have Allen back there, but I didn't think they'd shy away from Elliott.
It's the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Here is what Ken Hitchcock had to say last night about what makes this series different from the others.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
We haven't played a team like this. This is completely different. The other two series were similar. This series and this team that we're playing against is completely different. This is no different than playing Los Angeles. They're a heavy, hard team, strong on the puck, a lot of wall battles, and we haven't had a series like this. It took us two periods just to even get close to the emotional level on the compete side to get going. We'll be a lot better in game two, being ready for this.
Heavy team.
I like how he comes up with a completely different way to describe every team in almost every game. When you're just watching, it looks kind of like any other game. But to him, it looked entirely different than the other teams they played.
Well, tell me, you guys watched it closer than I did as I'm trying to multitask. But it did look like San Jose tougher on the boards, a little bit more emphasis on defense. Didn't look like the – it looked like the Stars were like, yeah, let the guy through. We'll go back the other way and use our speed and skate, boy, skate.
Yeah, well, the Stars didn't have a goalie. The Sharks have a goalie. And the Sharks were the second highest scoring team in the Western Conference in the regular season, so they've got some offensive firepower. But the Blues just shut them down.
In particular, on the power play, San Jose has a great power play, and to go 0-4 was big. and a reflection of outstanding special teams play on the PK for the Blues. Ken Hitchcock talked about the way things worked on the intensity when Calvin May asked him this question.
Hit the lever plows in.
Hitch, what were your thoughts on the intensity of this game with your players?
What do you mean by that?
There's Cal.
It's good to be home. It's good to be home.
Doug, take another listen because I wasn't sure. You might have been under an overpass.
Okay, hit the lever again, please.
Hitch, what were your thoughts on the intensity of this game with your players?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I thought they had some intensity. Maybe not in that first period. You could see both teams kind of had a bit of a hangover from the last series, I think. Maybe hangover is not the right way to say it. There wasn't as much intensity earlier as there had been at the end of the other
series. San Jose outshot them like crazy in the second. That's where I thought, rut-row. Right? San Jose outplayed them badly.
Yeah, they definitely did. They definitely did in that second period. And maybe the third period as well. But certainly the second.
You can get involved, 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. It's how you can call in on the appliance discounter phone lines. It's how you can text in. You can also email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. 2 Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinal game tomorrow at home against the Rockies. 314-880-0808. You guys are forgetting about Puck Luck. Thanks. That's from Monty Merriman.
It was a little Puck Luck.
There's a lot of Puck Luck.
That one that hit the post and was just dangling out there.
That post has been their friend. It was their friend against Dallas, and it was their friend in the final few minutes against the Blackhawks.
I call it the goalkeeper's best friend, Tim.
Nice.
The pitcher's best friend is a double play. Now, a goalkeeper's best friend is the pipes.
What about a quarterback? What's his best friend?
His best friend
ball receiver?
Is his offensive line. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs a best friend, including our keeper.
Elliot doesn't need a best friend. He doesn't.
No. They keep saying, he's a possible Conn Smythe winner. I guess he would be if the Blues go all the way like this. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Freaking unbelievable how good he is.
This is just the kind of thing that Jonathan Quick did to him. When they would run into the Kings, you just couldn't get anything past him. There was nothing you could do to get it past him. And that's kind of where they are right now.
There's always one, like the Blues' second goal. That's one that I'm sure wasn't looked at as a great goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Elliott hasn't given up, maybe one or two.
Not many softies.
Softies will kill you.
There haven't been a lot of softies. Did you know the Sharks are 0-5 in series after playing 7 games in the previous series?
Well, that's a good fun fact.
Yeah. Where'd you get that? I didn't read that or anything. I watch a lot of Shark hockey over the years, and I remember that. I just kind of thought, 7 games since. Yeah, they're on 5 now.
They've been in 4 conference finals since 2004, this being their 4th, and they have not been to a Stanley Cup final, which means, of course, they've lost those series, and they've lost the first 2 games of each one of those conference finals. So they are in a spot now where, similar to the Stars in game 1 of the semifinals, San Jose outplayed the Blues. The Blues acknowledged themselves that they didn't necessarily play a great game, but they were able to win. And so the theme, when you read in the San Jose Mercury News this morning or the San Francisco Chronicle on last night's game, is the Sharks really missed an opportunity.
I'd say that that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would too. It seems like every team that loses a close game is saying, boy, we sure had our chances.
But when you outshoot the other team and,
I would say that the Blues are kind of fortunate to win that one.
Boy, I got to tell Backus, though. I mean, when he stands in front, that's like his office. That's the hardest area on the ice, right? That's what Hitch refers to as going to the hard areas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made a killing there.
Yeah. But let's not say that's his office.
You know,
they
used
to say Bernie Federko's office was behind the net, and Backers is in front of the net.
Can we say
they have to keep offices?
Like a Rolodex there? Maybe a fern?
I'll let it go. But they didn't get him out of his office. He just kind of stood there uncontested when he got that Big time.
And he barely got a piece of it. Yeah. Just enough. That's all you need is just enough.
Looked like maybe his stick was a little high.
From Stephen Wildwood, it will be interesting to see how this series plays out.
I think we say shakes out. Don't we say shakes out usually?
Doug, those milk jugs were on full tilt last night. Who's up for a suckling?
That's the first thing I saw on Twitter. Never mind that we haven't been here since '01.
It's hard.
People
to,
are only concerned.
It's hard
about
to not notice that. I'm watching on this little puny phone, and I'm watching the Cardinal game, and it's like, yep, they're back.
She got boobs galore.
Jennings.
And was it distracting to the Sharks?
You'd have to think.
Well, how do you explain they're going 0-4 on the power play then, Doug? I mean, honestly, there's really no other distracted.
Yeah, no other explanation because they certainly had their chances.
Get involved, 314-880-0808. Text in or call in the appliance discounter phone lines. It is the Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Acorns in great condition. And after a couple rainy days early in the week, the weather is supposed to be quite lovely the rest of the week. Get on over to Acorns Golf Links, a sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. Get tinted STL, Captain's Log. Brad Hedekin, former Blues defenseman and now Sharks radio analyst. He'll be with us, brought to you by Gateway Sports Emporium. Rick Hummel will be with us at 8:30. Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital, is with us after every Blues game throughout the course of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Doug, 9 down, 7 to go, Jackie Papers, before the parade down market on June 9th.
It just kind of feels like it's going to happen.
Did you do anything to get Doug to drop a ceremonial first puck at a Blues game?
We're working on Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
That's the one you're targeting?
Yeah.
All right. Any movement there?
There's traction.
There isn't any traction. I don't need to be disrupted from my date with Lady Journalism. I'm up there in the press box just really journalizing.
So Caruso, who is a generous executive who will hand out jerseys sometimes, if he said, hey, Doug, you are good luck. We love your hockeyisms. Will you do us the honor of dropping the puck? You would say, oh, no, I have to write a 30-second VO.
Yeah. So let me wrap things up here. Let me say a few more words here on some smart-alecky tweet. Nice. And then if I could get down there, you know, perhaps I'd help out. Now, why in the world would they want me to drop the biscuit?
Because people love you.
Yep.
Except for the Free Dota movement, which was in full effect in Anaheim and Los Angeles.
In Anaheim, I didn't see that. I saw it in Los Angeles.
I heard it.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. They will come to the front just to scream Free Dota.
How many people? One knucklehead?
No.
More than one knucklehead.
I would say 10 to 15 people in Anaheim and 3 or 4 in L.A.
You can't be serious.
Yeah, we got a Post-it note situation.
Oh, there's Mr. Post-it. What's he writing today?
Hi.
He said, welcome back, Cat.
Thank you.
Hashtag rally boobs and hashtag free dotum. And then he ran away. As quickly as he was here, he's gone again.
Well, he just had something to say. Thank you. It's great to be back.
You suppose he works around here? Or does he just stop by, pound a couple of Post-it notes, and off he goes?
I don't need to question. I just say, thank you, sir, for sharing your day with us.
Every Post-it note that's been put up there over the last 3 weeks is still there.
They're pretty sticky, those Post-it notes, Doug.
Well, I'm disappointed that you had to hear that in Anaheim and again in L.A.
I just think...
We heard it a lot on Friday.
You did. At the Free Dotum Open.
He himself was there in attendance.
And did you meet him?
Yes, I've met him before.
And did you have a discussion
about... We discussed his reinstatement, and it's not happening at this time.
But it seems like there's movement there.
There's very little movement on my part.
Was there a lot of foot fetish stuff going on?
There's quite a bit of foot fetish stuff going on.
Seems like you're kind of disassociating yourself from the whole thing, though.
Well, no, it was fine. It was a fabulous golf event. Fabulous.
I hope that you don't get jaded, because I wish I could have been there for that.
Well, I'm not getting jaded. I was there.
But I know, but you were kind of like, I was there, but I didn't really enjoy.
Doug was there for a good long while.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
It was a great time. It was a perfect day. Tip of the cap to our staff and Jennings Jr. and everybody at Normandy, because that was a major undertaking for a small business. 260 golfers.
And I'll bet a lot of people just there for the festivities, right?
I would imagine some people were hanging out, such as the wonderful Janie the Lesbian. She had a scissoring shirt on.
drove here from Minneapolis.
That's right, just to be here.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great day.
And did you guys play?
Super grateful. No, I didn't play, but hung out. Drove around the course, hung out.
Does a life in journalism mean anything at all to you?
I think you're going overboard with this stuff.
Do you think I had 5 hours to play golf?
Yes.
I didn't.
I've seen some.
I had to report back to duty.
Your sportscasts are wonderful, but let's face it. You could knock out your 5 30-second VOs, really, if you wanted to, in 30 minutes.
Well, not really, no. No, I couldn't play. Plus, I still can't. I couldn't swing a club. My shoulder hurts too much.
Oh, sorry about that.
I hope that's not the end of my golf career forever.
But you're doing those exercises.
I am. I'm going to doing the therapy and everything. But this frozen shoulder routine is a nightmare. I don't think I could swing a club with any force.
Well, maybe Tim will rub it for you later or something.
Well, I don't think I need that.
Mm.
I just don't think I do. Big Al was there in all his glory.
Shouldn't the therapy be doing something for
it? Yeah, I don't probably do it as much as I should. I do it some, but not as much as I thought.
Did you get the electronic stim?
I haven't.
What kind of quack doctor do you go
with? I don't know.
I'll fix you right up. I got JHE. We got a whole catalog of doctors for you.
Electronic stim is the key.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. So, no, I didn't play. I didn't play. I would love to have played. Of course, looks like it's in really good shape. They say Normandy's tough. It's the birthplace of golf. It's where the Scottish invented golf in 1901, and they built the course there just for the new developing sport.
In St. Louis.
Well, that's what we decided when we were out there.
Yeah. Nice. And everyone had a good time.
It was a great event.
Yeah.
It was an awesome day.
That was
a little
one
exhausting, after being out there for 14 hours. But still, I mean, it was incredible to see how many people were there. And, everybody just had a really good time.
Joshua show up and sang?
Joshua, but the team that won was the Norco Boyfoys. So he was paid homage to.
Any golf carts in the ponds or anything?
No, I don't believe so.
Baby Ruth in the pool?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they had a pool.
The Money Man, Sex Lewis, baby.
Timberfake was out there. He was out there.
Hi, oh, what a day, man. What a day. The only thing I was missing was a cat. I'm sorry I had to be the old Timberfake. Not the old Timberfake, but I just, after you're there for 14 hours, you get so many dang drinks, it's like you can't help yourself. But at some point, I was driving a golf cart around in the greens, and a guy in the purple shirt came up and said, it was screaming at me. I go, I'm sorry, my man, I'm sorry. I mean,
You had the cart right up on the green?
Yeah.
You can't be serious.
This is after 14 hours of being there. And just drinking.
After 14 hours, most PGA Tour events, golfers will usually drive up on the green. It happens.
I think Julius Burroughs used to do that all the time.
That's cool.
I was drinking Fireball and Sexy Coffee at the same time at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, come on.
But that doesn't excuse you getting into a cart and driving it onto the green.
Oh,
front.
No, I only did it for 1 second.
Yeah, but it will destroy the green.
Oh, he's fine. They're fine.
Well, did you get
it was a sexy time. The only thing I was missing was a cat, man. Really wish a cat would have been there.
It's all right. It seemed like a great time. I wish I could have, but...
it was good, my man. Right. Hey, Doug, I saw your news today. You're right. I saw you at 4:30 before I went to a Sexy Ballpark Village today. I go, you said on the news today. I saw your sexy airtime. You go. Whoever has the best goalie in the series is going to win. And you're right.
Right.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do too.
So
bell on
yeah.
Where's the other bell? Can I have a
bell?
I
got two bells.
Don't hog the bells.
Hold on a second. Well, I like the 2-point bell.
Boy, it's good to be the owner, isn't it? When you can have two bells.
Oh, it's great to be the owner.
So I'm in a sexy.
It's really great.
You're in a sexy what now?
I'm in a sexy Boston Warsaw again.
I'm still not understanding.
Are we mumbling today?
You're in a sexy.
No, I said, I got to be quiet because the roommate's sleeping. I said, I'm in a sexy Boston Warsaw.
Still don't know.
Those last two words are getting me. You're in a sexy.
I'm in a sexy loft on Warsaw.
A sexy loft on Washington Avenue. Was
wow, how did you get that?
She's friends with Steve Schultz from Sidebar.
Your roommate is a girl.
No, it's not my roommate. I'm with a friend of a. I'm having sexy time, man. Come on,
Sounds like
I can't.
We just can't get to the bottom of it as well.
It's not like we peeped in your window. You did call us.
Oh no, I know. I'm just
don't want to bore you.
She's the manager at Sidebar.
And she's there with your roommate?
No, she's here with me, my man.
Oh, okay.
I'm the play baby.
Oh, okay, not him.
So mm-hmm. Is this a girl you're interested in, or is this just a little fling for Timber?
I don't know, man. They're all flings except Chelsea.
You're serious about Chelsea?
Yeah, man. Only the cat can save us.
Now, how's he going to save you?
I give him marital advice.
Because he plays me good songs when I'm in studio.
Yeah. Oh, well, that made sense.
Yes.
What the hell did that mean?
I don't know, but she moved away, right?
No, man, she broke her arm, so she got in a car wreck a day later. Now she has to stay here until her arm heals, but, you know.
And did you do something to her steering wheel?
It appeared that she was a hostage of some kind.
She peed me off that night. I think I talked about her last time, but the cat doesn't know, so. Yeah, basically, like, she was laying in bed and, like, with a friend. And I get it, but, you know, I'm a play baby, so, like, yeah. I tried to, like, bang her friend, I think. Which I did, but I didn't. I did it nonchalantly. Like, I was just like, I did it in spite. In spite is the word, okay?
Well, she was right there.
Hold on, not in spite. Out of spite. Out of spite. Not in spite. In spite would be like, I did it in spite of the fact that she was right next to me. I did it out of spite.
Yeah, I don't have the sexy journalism degree like you said, but yes, out of spite.
Right. But your girlfriend was right there on the same bed at the time?
Yeah.
And you didn't think she'd notice?
Well, I knew she would. I just did it to pee her off, but I haven't seen her since.
Well, that's not that surprising, is it?
No, but let me tell you about what happened after the golf tournament.
Hold on. I have something for you, because you say the music that I play for you, which I don't know.
Yes.
But how about
this? You make 2 points.
Where do broken hearts go?
Is that Mariah Carey?
Find their way home, back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. So what I'm saying is that if she loves you, she will always love you. So even though you broke her arm and tried to mess around with her friend, love will still
survive. That was out of spite, but only the cat could save us. I think we're going to be on air maybe this week or next week. I don't know. We're going to be back in the studio. We'll figure it out. I'm telling you, only the cat can save us.
Yep. You just get to determine that. Whenever you come in, whenever you drop by, we'll have you on.
He's St. Louis.
I mean, if not, you've seen Tony Lee wants, Miss June wants to come in too.
Doug?
Tony Lee, Miss June? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
She's Miss June?
Well, Doug, yeah, it was a girl I banged in the Maristar parking lot.
And she's Miss June.
Mm-hmm.
Miss June of what?
I don't know. I don't know. I get it sexy. I drink my sexy coffee and I keep it 2.0 now.
Why are you pressing him? He's 2.0.
Well, I want to know what she's Miss June.
Timberfake, you made a few people uncomfortable on Friday.
Well, that's what I get for being wasted and giving me a golf cart to drive around for 10 hours.
Who gave you the golf cart, or did you just take it?
Tight read, sir, from L.A. That was a very tight read from L.A.
All right, so anyways, go ahead, Mac, man.
Well, you were a little sideways with a couple of the bartenders.
No, it was only them Truman pegs, that was it.
You were very aggressive with Caller Jordan.
Caller Jordan, me and Caller Jordan are cool.
Yeah, but I mean, it was aggressive flirtation on your part. And she's a woman in love.
No, man. No, I respect Cara Jordan. I would not. No. Not with Cara Jordan. No. She's cool.
Yeah, maybe it was the booze talking.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was respectful to her.
I believe you. But I got your back.
So, but then, see, we went to the over-under after. And, man, things got really weird after that.
What
me and Larry Nichol were getting kicked out of bars and... We're wearing Make America, St. Louis, Make America Great Again hats, and we're firing bartenders if they didn't give a shot.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
So you let a few of them go there that night, did you?
Oh, man, it was too much fun. Yeah. What a great day. What a great night. For the most part, everybody loves to play, baby. The cats wanted me a lot of love with the 2.0, because I am 2.0 now.
Yeah, you're more
without
mature.
The 2.0, yeah, man, and, you know, majority of the people like me, you know?
Right.
I'm sure I got on a few people's nerves, but, I'm gaining the fan base, man.
And then when you get back in the ring and you defeat whoever the opponent is, then you will win over all of them. And this will be your kingdom.
It's going to be huge, man. Dan McLaughlin's going to actually do the fight. Like, yep. That's about as big as you get.
Danny's going
to
ring in that.
He's part. Committed to that, has he?
No, no, that's pretty sexy. And that I hope sexy. The cat will make this one.
Yeah. I'll be
Duck
there.
Duck Mom made the last one.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And you
not
didn't
I'll
think
be huddled.
One, did you, sir?
Like the last one, I'll be huddled around my radio with my wife and listening to Iggy
cat.
And Larry Nick
we're,
and hey, Nickel.
We're going to meet, I don't know where you live at, but we're going to meet in Clayton somewhere sexy and have some sexy wine. The bottle's on me.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
And actually, I think I'm going to Milwaukee soon, too, so I'll see you up there at the game. And
what are you doing up there?
You know,
he's a sexy traveler.
I saw the cat in Milwaukee. I saw a cat in Milwaukee about a year and a half. I see the cat in other stadiums.
No doubt that you get off this guy. What are you doing up there?
Get off this guy's case.
What are you doing up there in Wisconsin?
You have to get in this business.
We were up staying and just keeping it sexy in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Doing what? Why are you going
to
Milwaukee?
See the Cardinals.
That's it.
What, he's not allowed to go?
Because I was in Chicago for Lollapalooza, so we drove down to Milwaukee to see a sexy Cardinal game.
All right. It just seems like maybe you'd have a job or something.
Well, I just keep it sexy, man.
All right.
Yeah, it pays the bills. Thank you, Timberfrake.
Thank you, Timberfrake. I do like Timberfrake 2.0. He's softer. He's nicer.
The sexiest thing you can do is throw yourself in front of a sexy metro bus. Doug, that just shipped a Lion's Choice free roast beef sandwich for text of the day.
What do you think of my singing? 40 minutes sleep, and I thought I did that Mariah Carey tune very, very well.
I didn't recognize the song.
Yeah, where do broken hearts go? Wow, wow, wow.
They find their way home. Blues win.
Okay. Yeah, Timberfake, have people running up to him on Friday and getting pictures with him. He's
Is
right
that
up
true?
There now. Yeah, I don't know what's happened. But people act like they hate him, but then when they see him, they get pictures with him.
Now that he's toned it down a little, and his spiel, I think, is it's very entertaining. And as long as he's nice, which he has been, sorry for caller Jordan if he was a little aggressive. But you, Doug, you've had one of those 14-hour drinking binges where you grab a golf cart and tear up the greens.
I don't think I ever did. No.
Who hasn't?
I didn't.
Especially in this economy.
Yeah, Mike Lee grabbed caller Jordan's breast during the picture. That was awkward. We had to call that off.
Yeah, call off the picture?
Yeah.
And call that law firm again?
Thompson Coburn. Yep. Boy, they're billing the hell out of me.
So a sexual assault this time.
260 folks. Good for you, Tim and Doug.
Quite a little hootenanny. Very nice.
Tim, does lesbianism follow you wherever you go, or do you just have that power to make women do whatever you want? Can you give me some of that power? That way I can make Doug do whatever I want.
Okay.
It's from the Sad Panda. I believe he's friends with Dave in St. Peter's.
I think so. We're cut from the same sorry cloth.
Tim, that power you have isn't something you can share, right?
No.
Yeah. I did notice
my dad got it for me for my 19th birthday.
I did notice you posted a bit of lesbianism after the Blues win.
That's correct. Mitch the Sex Kitten. You know Mitch?
I don't.
Mitch the Sex Kitten sent me a picture from the Blues game last night of two women kissing as the Blues took a 2-1 lead.
How did he get that?
And why isn't he watching the game?
They put him up to it, right? They don't really do that. Is it me? They don't really do that.
I instructed the females of St. Louis to engage in lesbianism should the Blues make a run. And they're currently on first base.
You instructed them to do that. So they don't really have a say in the matter.
On June 7th, there will be all-out tribbing throughout the building.
Do you get on, like, those emergency speakers when there's a hurricane, or is
yes.
you just send out telepathy?
Nope, emergency speakers. Emergency speakers.
I hear that, like, 11 o'clock on the first Tuesday of every month.
That's right.
So if the Blues should win, you will be on those speakers talking about mandatory lesbianism.
That's correct.
All right.
And he might add some.
I don't get it.
He might add some for Mitch the Sex Kitten that you would acquiesce to his demands.
Tim, I had an absolute blast on Friday at the golf tournament. I can't believe I found my tattoo soulmate. That's from the Blumpkin Pumpkin. Yeah, Doug. I don't know if you saw it on Snapchat, but the Blumpkin Pumpkin has a tattoo on his what is it? It's his right ass cheek.
Yes.
That says Daddy. Hashtag Daddy. He does.
Why?
Don't know, but I know he does. I think
how
he
do
said
know
it happened
he,
on it because he exposed it to us at the fifth tee.
Oh, no.
Fifth tee was like the 16th at Waste Management in Scottsdale. And then one of the bartenders from Truman's, who joined us on the air Friday morning, Allie was her name, and we got in a fierce argument over whether or not tribbing really existed. I, of course, won. But she then revealed she had a tattoo on her left ass cheek that said Mom. And so the two of them, with Larry Nickel anchoring it on my Snapchat, he's my official Snapchat anchor, Larry set it up and said, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the golf tournament. Take a look at the matching tattoos. And then a camera panned very smoothly to the Blumpkin Pumpkins bare ass next to Allie from Truman's bare ass. And you had Daddy on the Blumpkin Pumpkins right ass cheek and Mom on Allie's left ass cheek. And it was wonderful.
Mm. Tradition like no other, yep. Probably.
And Butler's Cabin.
You love it when a plan comes together.
I do. Yep, you can't choreograph that.
So that's pretty much it for the tournaments there at Normandy. That'll pretty much do it.
We're in talks with Belle Reve now.
Yeah, I would think.
No, so what happened? So I'm sure that there was some shrapnel, some ancillary damage that you
had. Iggy was pissed because his team was winning comfortably. And somehow, for four holes, Timberfake joined their group, not to play, but just to be around. And those were the only four holes all day that they parred, and they lost by a stroke.
So he's blaming Timberfake for hanging around?
Yes. Getting in their kitchen. I have to tell you, I can see where Iggy's coming from on that.
It could be a little hard to concentrate in golf, I would think, with him.
Yeah.
So who won it?
The Norco Boyfoys.
Oh, that's right. And then what was the prize? Did it get any?
The Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy. It's a beautiful trophy. Thank you, Skip Berkmeyer.
With a likeness of Doug?
Just my name on it. And they call it a traveling trophy, which means they don't want to buy a new one every year, so you have to bring that one back.
And there's no...
It sounds fancy to call it a traveling
trophy. To it?
It's like, the money saver, more as much as anything.
But there's...
There's a picture here somewhere.
But there's a shape that you have that seems to attract...
it's just a trophy,
man.
Jim.
All right. Sorry.
There's nothing more to it than that. It's just a trophy.
Hey, Doug, shout out to Tease Farms over the weekends. Picked a bunch of straw bats. Lots of cute dads. You should go, bro. Thanks, 314.
Well, it's a fabulous place, but I don't need to go for the cute dads.
What about the berries?
The berries I would go for. Yeah, well, not the cute.
Doug, I saw you sign somebody's ass out of your car on Friday. I feel like you're cheating on my ass. Thanks, Phil the Peacock. There is video of Doug signing a gentleman's ass from his whip.
It was just his tramp stamp region.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. There's video of this.
Well, and
then you wonder where this stuff comes
there's
from.
There's nothing untoward. You think I ran up to the guy and said, hey, I must sign your tramp stamp.
But you did share the video on Facebook.
I didn't share the video, no. There was just a picture. The picture just, there's the picture. It's just a very innocent little thing. The guy
wanted
a tramp stamp.
For a guy who gets
stopped me in my car.
For a guy who gets an avalanche of unwanted solicitations, that's not the kind of thing you want to be doing.
Well, what do you do when a fella backs up to your car and says, hey, you mind signing my tramp stamp?
You go, hey, guy, can you say that?
Yeah.
Hey, guy, I'd rather not sign your crack.
It wasn't his crack. No, it was above that. It was his back. It was back fat. I signed back fat. Kind of squishy back there, but it was a Sharpie, so it worked out okay.
Guys, that was a lack of mental toughness from Iggy and his group. Thanks, Butch McGuire.
Probably so. Is Iggy a pretty good player?
I guess so.
He must be.
Cletus.
Good bowler.
He is.
Well, they must have had a good team if they were playing that well.
Mm.
It looked like there were some serious golfers out there. You can kind of tell a guy as he walks up, grabs his bag, whether he can play or not, can't you?
Doug, you shared that vid, bruh.
I didn't share
I seen it. That's from Manchild 79.
And if Manchild says, if he says it, I believe
I
that
don't
guy.
Have the video. It's not my stuff. I don't have it. I didn't take the video of it. I
you
saw
shared
the video.
It.
I didn't
you share it?
No, I didn't. I shared that all picture.
Right. I know Manchild to be a straight up
great American.
Well, in this case, you'll know him to be wrong. I didn't share the video.
And you looked me in the eye like I'm serious.
Hello.
Now, well, hello, Mike.
I was there Friday, too.
Yeah, noticed you. You were the guy in the Bruce Lee jumpsuit.
And Levi said Mike Lee down there.
Yeah, they knew who
you
were.
Now, you grabbed the breast of caller Jordan. Thoughts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Seemed like that's a yes. Could have happened anyway. It was a confirmation.
I called a new girl. I got her number.
Oh, you got a new filly in the paddock.
No, the new girl.
Who was this now?
The one, you remember that long time ago had some kind of party you got had?
Huh? Doug?
Long time ago, she was at a party.
That girl
that
was like Kiss?
Over there by Kiss? Kiss
he
was
said
there.
The girl that he kissed.
Oh.
Yeah, I got her number. I called her yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
She said she loved me.
All right. Well, pretty well. Well, what's this gal's name, Mike?
Renee.
Renee.
And what does she look like? Is she an attractive woman?
Huh?
Is she attractive?
The one I kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a minute ago, I was just on the app and 107.
Rub it in her face. Rub it in her face.
What? He was kissing 107?
Kissing somebody on FM, the FM side as well.
Well, what, Mike, if I may, what about Doug? What about Doug?
Hey, Tim, do you see if the one penny that still loves me?
She does.
I told you, did I?
You did. You showed me.
I'm not kidding you.
Doug?
Huh. Love is very powerful. Love is like oxygen.
It does.
Yeah, Mike.
You got a small penis.
Pot it down! Pot it down! Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension log eel. And, fellas, I don't expect it felt very good.
It's a big 7 o'clock hour here brought to you by Acorns Golf Links. Plow Shark, you were high on the Sharks. Then you switched your pick to the Blues in 7, correct?
Yeah, I'm a flip-flopper.
Okay, and where are you in the Eastern Conference? The Ning, surprisingly, up 1-0 on that one, but with an injured Ben Bishop.
And I think he's day-to-day. I'm not quite for sure. I haven't gotten an update. But I still have the Penguins in 7 there, Tim. I think they're a resilient bunch. They got 4 or 5 of some of the best scorers in the league, you know, with Phil Kessel, Malkin, Crosby, and the gang. So I still have them edging out the Lightning.
Ning. Yeah, Ben Bishop was taken off on a stretch run Friday.
It looked like, well, that's a broken leg, or he's completely blown out his knee. When they're rolling around and they can't hardly move and they need the stretcher, you think, boy, he's done. Boy, too bad, he's done. And then the next day they said, well, he's day-to-day. That can't be right, right?
Well, day-to-day,
but he was back on the ice yesterday.
Day-to-day can be a cover.
Well, they said x-rays were negative and there's no structural damage. He was back. Actually skated some on the ice yesterday.
Bishop said he thought he had a broken leg. Yeah. It was a scary experience. You saw the play. I fell back and felt something I'd never felt before, pain, right away. Your mind starts racing and you start thinking the worst thing. I'm thinking my leg is broken. Your mind just starts spinning. I was really scared. But he was not limping and actually tested it on the ice on Sunday. And his status is day-to-day and did not rule out a return for Game 2 tonight in Pittsburgh. Love Ben Bishop. He actually came to one of our sand volleyball tournaments at Wave Taco, and he was with the Blues, and I believe former Blues coach Andy Burry, not a fan of that decision, so that was the last time he was at one of our events.
Is that why he got traded?
I think it might have something to do with that, but I would love to see the Blues take on the Penguins. Should the Blues be fortunate enough to get past the San Jose Sharks, and I know just by talking about it, I'm probably costing the Blues the Western Conference Finals.
Sure.
But it would be pretty cool to see Sid the Kid here. And win that chalice on June 7th, and then that parade down market we've been talking about, June 9th. I think it's going to start at 2?
I don't have a starting time for you. Now, that might be a stupid thing to do if the Blues were to announce the starting time for their Stanley Cup parade. Well, now that would go over with the rest of the league.
You know what you ought to do, Doug, for that, is get that Doug Vaughn traveling trophy, and then they can have in one of the pickups or convertibles, they can have the Stanley Cup and the Doug Vaughn traveling trophy together.
In front of it.
Can you imagine that? The pride of ownership?
Yeah. That'd really be something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess what I'm taking a look at, I guess that means the Blues would win the Cup in Pittsburgh on June 7th. That kind of sucks. I mean, I guess I'd be happy that they won the Cup, but I'd like them to win it here.
Are you looking at the schedule right there?
I'm just kind of playing out the math.
Because I thought it was a little later. Because I keep thinking if it happens, I'm going to miss it for that wedding.
So the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup, and you're going to be in Tulsa?
Yeah, somewhere around Macon, Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Like Hockey heaven.
Still a lot of Thrashers fans down there.
I don't think there were a lot of Thrasher fans while they still played there.
You have an app on your phone that at least during a ceremony you can watch the Blues play if it gets that far?
Probably do, yeah. I got the Fox One app. It won't be on Fox One.
It's good to have that app, though.
Guys, when I was marrying my friends this weekend at the Sheraton in Clayton, when I said I now pronounce you man and wife, I snuck in a free dotum at the end.
I don't think he did. I hope you didn't.
How wonderful is that?
That wouldn't be that wonderful. I don't think the bride or her family would think that's a lot of
A lot of people keep asking me, was Dotem freed on Friday?
Well, the answer is no, he wasn't. Well, what did he do to be freed? Nothing.
He's a great American, isn't he, Dotem?
He's not a great American. He's an American.
Is he a normal guy?
Vile American.
He really is. He's actually kind of a normal, quiet guy.
Yeah, free him.
Why?
It's time.
Why don't we go to all the prisons and say, let's just free everybody.
Good talking, guys. Free Dotem.
Okay.
That Vascursion.
I just feel like, Pete Rose seems to be on his way back to being embraced by Major League Baseball. There's two injustices, that and Dotem.
No, if you had read some of the stuff I read, you wouldn't call it an injustice.
But who's Dickie Dotem? I don't get that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Most do, though. Even in other cities, people yell, free Dotem.
Doug, here is Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, hello, Tim. Hello, Timmy.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. You?
Not bad. Pretty happy about the Blues winning yesterday.
Well, I think we all are, guy.
All right. On a scale 1 to 10, how much tribbing went on last night, do you think?
God, what do you think? It's a Sunday night, so it's
1.
I would say 7.
I'd say a 1.
Yeah, a solid 8. There was a lot of tribbing going on in St. Louis last night.
Why would you say that?
You know what, Doug?
You have any proof?
I'm so sick of trying to be your friend, and you don't like tribbing, you don't like porn, you don't like lesbians.
No, I'm fine with all of it. I just don't know why a win in a hockey game is going to result in additional tribbing.
Because Tim called
for this isn't a sports show. This is about butt stuff. We've discussed this, Doug.
Clip that off. It could be our promo. Could finally send a message to the sound-off writers who still haven't figured out Bernie's on at the same time. It's 101 FM. Stop bothering us.
Yeah, geez. I mean, come on. Doug, if you don't want to be my friend and talk about tribbing and stuff, Tim, will you be my friend?
Of course I would, Timmy.
Like, all you got to do is email me at timmythetickler@hotmail.com like any good CEO would have.
Right.
You know, and we'll talk. Oh, I've got a great porn site for you. It blows Pornhub out of the water.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, can I say it on air?
Doug?
If it's clean.
It's clean. All right. It's Spank Bang. So Spank and then Bang.com. Oh, makes Pornhub look like a child.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Something to do while I'm watching WWE tonight.
It's wonderful news.
Oh, WWE, some tribbing, maybe some cold ones. Tell me that doesn't sound like a night.
Doug?
That doesn't really sound like what I'll be doing. But, you know, you have it.
What are you going to be
doing? I don't know. Probably sleeping.
Thanks, Timmy the Tickler.
Hey, no problem.
Die, Tickler.
Man, our calls are good.
All he wanted was friendship.
Yep, and you rejected his advance.
Well, I've never met the guy. He seems a little creepy. Doesn't he? Some stranger calls in with porn tips? To me, that's creepy.
That's a shot at my Twitter account. Doug, Ryan Kelly is the one who makes this program possible, and he is a great American. And I know that you've done business with him, and I know that my sister now is doing business with him, and I can recommend him wholeheartedly to our audience, and I know you will as well.
Yeah, we're not the only ones who've done business with him. Thousands of people have, and the reason is his reputation. He's got the reputation as a guy who will take care of you, and not just with fantastic customer service, but how about lower rates? Isn't that what you really want? You want lower rates, and you want a no-hassle mortgage. You want it all to go very smoothly, whether you're buying a new home or whether you're refinancing your current mortgage. And if your current mortgage is a rate that's not in the threes, or now in the twos if it's a 15-year loan, if it's not that low, you need to call Ryan Kelly. He was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. Number 3 in the entire nation for FHA volume and number 9 in the country for most loans closed last year. What does that say? Well, it says he's doing people right. You have to ask yourself, why you want to go anywhere else? Why would you not call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? Here's his phone number, 314-781-9700, 314-781-9700, or visit his website for more info at thehomeloanexpert.com, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Ryan Kelly, our title sponsor, support the sponsors. Brett Hedekin, Sharks radio analyst with us at 8 on the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. Rick Hummel with us at 8:30. Kelly Chase at 9 o'clock. Looking forward to discussing it with those gentlemen as the Blues win Game 1. It's the first time they've won a conference final game since May 2nd, 1986, conference final Game 1.
Wow.
since May 2nd, 1986. They did win a game against the Avalanche. Game three, classic Scott Young with the overtime winner against Patrick Waugh. But game one, they did win against the Calgary Flames before losing that in seven after the Monday Night Miracle, which was a game six in St. Louis. So the Blues up 1-0, and in Stanley Cup playoff series, 69% of the time, the winner of game one advances to the next round.
Boy, you're really trying to jinx it, aren't you?
I'm just giving statistics.
You already gave a time and date for the Stanley Cup party.
I'm just trying to give people an invite.
Okay.
Guys, the urinal at the Duck Room in Blueberry Hill Friday night had a free Dotem bumper sticker. Thanks, South County Window Washer. Spread and Doug.
Now, the Duck Room, that's where Chuck Berry used to do his duck dance. Is that what that's all about?
That's right.
I haven't been there.
Would you take that bumper sticker down?
I might try to peel it away, you know. It's not a good example for our children. It just isn't. People say, what's that all about? I tell you, it's about a guy being vile. It's not a good example for our children.
Your children are pretty much grown adults, though, right?
Yeah, they don't need to hear that stuff either.
Seem to embrace it.
Well, but they don't need to. Boy, Seamaster's just typing like the Dickens back there. Can you hear him? Can you hear his little fingers going 100 miles an hour? What are you typing? What are you doing?
Oh, I've got a lot of emails to return.
Whose emails?
Just hundreds and hundreds of emails.
What possible business could we have that we need to return emails?
Emails are like the building block on which business is formed, Doug.
Yeah, but he asked you specifically what. I noticed you ducked around it.
Well, I'm not blessed enough to have a Hotmail account. I use Gmail.
They're very expensive.
Just typing away like the Dickens.
But is it what about guests? Is it scheduling? Is it taking care of bills, equipment, purchasing? What?
D, all of the above.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well, we need a new microphone because Doug's broke out of the table.
Yeah.
And now I have to lean over to talk into this one. I'm not going to be much good to you the rest of the way.
Oh, I think you're doing fabulously well. How many hours sleep do you get, boy?
About 3.5.
Oh, same here.
Really?
Yep.
As a group, we haven't had a sufficient 8
That's
hours
correct.
Between us.
Yeah. That's correct.
This is a glamorous industry.
And Doug needs a shoulder rub, Tim.
Both of them. Both frozen shoulders. This has gone on for almost half a year now.
What I like is how you battle through it, though.
Well, it doesn't
you
hurt
battle
so much
through
that I can't
it,
battle through it. It's just I can't play golf, can't lift weights or anything, can't throw around the iron like I used to.
I know a couple of talk show hosts in Chicago, San Francisco, if they had shoulder injuries, they'd be writhing around in pain instead of being wonderful the way you are today. Didn't we used to have cough buttons on these?
This one has one, but it doesn't work.
Nice.
And there's not much room on the table here, so I actually have to put the keyboard on top of the cough button.
I was proud of the cough button.
Here's a cough button right here. Now, let's see if that works. Why don't you start coughing?
This is before. I'm going to give a before and after.
Okay.
Before, no cough button.
Very clear, Doug. Very audible.
Okay.
Excuse me. Here we go.
Try it again.
Cough button now. Activate it.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
I could still hear it.
I didn't hear it.
I still heard it. Can I test mine before, after?
Yeah, it works.
It does?
Yep. You can't hear it off the tile floor.
So these are frauds. These buns are frauds.
I guess they're just there for looks.
Usually when you press a button that has the light color, it's supposed to light up to let you know that it's activated. It's not lit up at all.
No. You just have to be careful coughing.
I'm a little phlegmy from the long flight.
We have a phlegm button?
What time you fly to L.A., man?
I don't know the time.
LAX?
I don't even know where we were, but we got back to the ballpark at 4. That's the rally.
And you drove home and slept for a little while?
I went home, dropped my bags, One of the things, that, Tim, and you know this as a CEO when you travel.
Sure, sure.
You just want to unpack your suitcase so you don't ruin your suits. You leave them, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there.
And then I lay down for 40 minutes.
God, I was up at 3:45, and you hadn't even gotten to the ballpark yet. Holy moly.
That's a late time to get to the ballpark.
Or an early time.
I think it would be better for the team if they just spent the night in L.A. and then got up about 10 in the morning and
shoot
fly
down
to St. Louis and get back about 1 in the
afternoon. Taking away a full day with their families.
Well, that's what
they're
going to
be sleeping for the full day with their family now.
Well, why don't you shoot a text to Mo and also tell him Diaz should stay.
He did hit fifth last night.
Finally,
I couldn't
Diaz,
believe it.
This seems to me that they'd be better off resting a little bit than flying in the middle of the night where nobody sleeps and then they're tired all day long.
Get Mazalok on the horn here. Doug has some information.
Wait, you don't think that's a decent idea? As tired as you are right now, you don't think that idea would have made any sense at all?
No, because given the choice, I'd rather go through this and then have a little time with my family than if you leave at, what, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning and where you're well-rested? And it's
get
a 3.5-hour flight?
Get back at 1, 1.30?
What?
Home at 2, maybe? If you leave at 10?
The math is hard.
Are you on a space shuttle?
You leave at 10? You're back here by 1.30, 2 o'clock?
It's L.A.
It's like noon St. Louis time.
It's L.A.
Well, you'd still be better rested. You'd still have half a day.
All right, you may step down.
Okay, just complain about it then. Just complain about how miserable you are when you didn't have to be. Well,
Here's the thing. I could say, hey, Mike, I got to do the radio show tomorrow.
I realize you're not in charge. I get that. You're not in charge. I'm just saying, it seems like that would be an option, that maybe you're better off getting a decent night's sleep and then traveling, so everybody's exhausted the whole day.
I think folks who want to get back and see their families have a little time, that's all.
All right. I wasn't under the understanding that you were in charge and you got to make the decision.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I were, I would also hire you on as a coach.
Oh, wow.
Motivational coach.
Yeah.
Get out there. Show a little want-to out there. Yeah. I would make that hire.
Stand on the top step.
And I get you one of them old-time uniforms like Max Patkin.
Real
big
baggy.
Baggy
pants.
That's what I would. And I'll pay you $300,000 a year.
Okay, I would do that.
We'll talk Cardinal baseball with Rick Hummel coming up at 8:30. But next, it's Blues Western Conference Finals talk. Brett Hedekin, former Blue, and now Sharks radio analyst. He's going to be with us, brought to you by the Gateway Sports Emporium. And then at 9 o'clock, Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital. Send in your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com. 2 Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinals game tomorrow against the Colorado Rockies. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. It's Ryan Kelly, Morning After.